After we had eaten, we felt fine. And then after, we felt very happy. And in a little time, the room felt like our own home. My room at the hospital had been our own home, and this room was our home, too, in the same way. Catherine wore my tunic over her shoulders while we ate. We were very hungry, and the meal was good, and we drank a bottle of Capri and a bottle of Saint-Estèphe. I drank most of it, but Catherine drank some, and it made her feel splendid. For dinner, we had a woodcock with soufflé potatoes and purée de marron, a salad, and zabayon for dessert. "It's a fine room," Catherine said. "It's a lovely room. We should have stayed here all the time we've been in Milan. It's a funny room, but it's nice." "Vice is a wonderful thing," Catherine said. "The people who go in for it seem to have good taste about it. The red plush is really fine. It's just the thing. And the mirrors are very attractive." "You're a lovely girl. I don't know how a room like this would be for waking up in the morning, but it's really a splendid room." I poured another glass of Saint-Estèphe. "I wish we could do something really sinful," Catherine said. "Everything we do seems so innocent and simple. I can't believe we do anything wrong."
"You're a grand girl."
"I only feel hungry. I get terribly hungry."
"You're a fine, simple girl," I said.
"I am a simple girl. No one ever understood it except you.
Once when I first met you, I spent an afternoon thinking how we could go to the Hotel Cavour together and how it would be."
"That was awfully cheeky of you.
This isn't the Cavour, is it?"
"No, they wouldn't have taken us in there."
"They'll take us in sometime. But that's how we differ, darling. I never thought about anything."
"Didn't you ever at all?"
"A little," she said.
"Ah, you're a lovely girl."
I poured another glass of wine. "I'm a very simple girl," Catherine said.
"I didn't think so at first. I thought you were a crazy girl."
"I was a little crazy. But I wasn't crazy in any complicated manner. I didn't confuse you, did I, darling?"
"Wine is a grand thing," I said. "It makes you forget all the bad."
"It's lovely," said Catherine. "But it's given my father gout very badly."
"Have you a father?"
"Yes," said Catherine.
"He has gout.
You won't ever have to meet him.
Haven't you a father?"
"No," I said. "A stepfather."
"Will I like him?"
"You won't have to meet him."
"We have such a fine time," Catherine said. "I don't take any interest in anything else anymore. I'm so very happy married to you."